91.2 and Emma's, we get closer to Christmas. So many people looking to get out and about and visit those friends and relatives that they haven't seen for a long, long time because of the lockdown. Thought we'd talk about a little bit relating to security. I'm joined by Chief Inspector Guy Gianna from the Hunter Valley Police District. Guy, how you doing?
Very good, Andrew. Thank you.
You got some tips for people, suggestions if they're going to be going away and visiting friends?
Yeah, look, if you're leaving your house unattended, you really... Hopefully you've got some trusted neighbours that you can inform that you'll be away.
Yep.
If you've got somebody, even if they don't live directly next door, if somebody could come around, collect your mail, take the bins in if they've been left out, just to ensure that the place doesn't look unattended and there's no build-up of newspapers and that sort of thing. I would certainly advise if you've got a trusted house sitter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people leave their animals at home and have people coming around to feed them. So as much foot traffic in and out of your house, trusted foot traffic in and out of your house that you can arrange. And then you've got some physical security arrangements like timed lighting.
Yep.
Some people install cameras and that sort of stuff, but there's an expense behind that.
There is. Dummy cameras are much cheaper, not as effective, but they can work.
Dummy cameras are much cheaper, but they don't help us much after the fact.
They can't.
But, you know, those just think about the environment around your house.
Yep.
Does it look unattended? Have you got good locks? All that sort of stuff.
We do see on social media from time to time people report, you know, there's a couple of people that have been hanging around a house sort of thing. As opposed to putting this information up on social media, would you like to hear about that from residents of the Upper Hunter?
We simply don't have the resources to monitor social media, and there's that many different pages for each town that it's just impossible. So we don't take reports on social media, but certainly if there's suspicious activity occurring around a house, you can ring the command direct.
Yep.
On 6542 6999.
Mm-hmm.
There's Crime Stoppers for that other sort of longer-term suspicious behaviour, or if there's something occurring, dial 000.
Yeah, right. We saw that recently. There'd been a post put up about what had happened back in September where they were asking for anybody with information regarding a building that had been burnt down to contact Crime Stoppers. So that sort of long-term thing.
We always want information. So, and any little piece of information might interlock with another little piece of information that gives us a broader picture later on.
Yep.
So if you don't think it's important and you think, well, I'm not going to report that because it's trivial,
mm-hmm.
Maybe just think about it again. And certainly if we've put out a plea to the public over the media for information, we want it all.
Absolutely. And a final word on safety on the roads, if I could ask you. What's your suggestion to everybody who is going to be hitting the roads with probably more people than ever before?
Yeah, look, we're going into the holiday period now. There will be double demerit points coming up, and that will be publicised when that kicks off.
Yep.
But aside from the double demerit points and the fines, there's nothing compared to making sure you get to your destination safely and that your loved ones and everybody else are safe. So all the usual things that we talk about, concentrating on your driving, leave your mobile phone off or in the back or whatever you have to do to make sure it doesn't distract you. Don't drive while you're fatigued. Plan your trip ahead. Better to get there late than not get there at all. Speeding, drinking, drugs, none of it.
Yep.
None of it can be associated with driving. And in the recent weather events that we've had, roads have changed all over the place. You might be a local and you might think you know your roads, but those roads could well have changed significantly and the conditions have changed. You really need to be switched on and know what you're doing and pay attention to what you're doing.
That's a really good point. Chief Inspector Guy Gianna from Hunter Valley Police District, thank you very much. You have a lovely Christmas.
Same to you.